to the hydrogen bomb program disturbing. Oppenheimer had opposed a crash program to develop a hydrogen bomb, but so had seven other members of the GAC, and they all had explained their reasons clearly. What Gray and Morgan were actually saying was that they opposed Oppenheimer's judgments and they did not want his views represented in the councils of government. Oppenheimer wanted to corral and perhaps even reverse the nuclear arms race. He wanted to encourage an open democratic debate on whether the United States should adopt genocide as its primary defense strategy. Apparently, Gray and Morgan considered these sentiments unacceptable in 1954. More, they were asserting in effect that it was not legitimate, not permissible, for a scientist to express strong disagreement on matters of military policy.
Strauss was relieved that the panel had narrowly handed down the equivalent of a guilty verdict, but now he feared the possibility that Evans' dissent could persuade the AEC commissioners to reverse it.
The verdict, after all, was only a recommendation, which the AEC commissioners had the option of confirming or rejecting. Oppenheimer's lawyers assumed that standard procedures would be followed, and the AEC's general manager, Kenneth Nichols, would merely pass to the commissioners the Gray Board's report. But Nichols, who viewed Oppenheimer as a slippery son of a bitch, sent the commissioners a letter that was actually a full-fledged brief.
Nichols' letter, written under the guidance of Strauss, Charles Murphy, the Fortune magazine editor, and Rob, put an entirely new spin on the panel's report.